I've said that. There are a lot of people I've heard say, just yawn, I'm so tired to sleep.
Or you might say, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll do what? I'll go sleep now, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
You're hitting the floor, getting ready to go again? That's about the way of it.
Yeah, or you might say, that you were in there still asleep, and it's about 7:30, you might tell your wife to go in, she's still sleeping, you better go in there and do what better. So you said your granddaughter was still sleeping.
Better go in there and see what she's doing, see if she's all right or not, wake her up.
Somebody who can't hear at all, you said that person is what? You said he's
deaf, partially deaf, or what have you.
And you might say, you might say you were out working all day, you've been working real hard, you might take off your shirt, say, your wet shirt, and say, look how I flooded. You might take off your wet shirt and say, look how
I'm just so sweaty and hot, or whatever you want to call it.
What term do you have? Say you have a sore on your arm or something that comes to a head, maybe it's discharging.
Well, we call pimples and boils, arising.
Is there a difference between boils and arises?
Yes, sir. Just a boil, it's not quite as big, but an old big rising there. Oh.
The rising, that's when you have to cut off?
No, you don't have to have it cut off, but you have to have it used to. If you don't, it just rots out. You can go to the doctor and have them to split it and take that core out of it, it'll bust pocket out. It'll help it, but I never could see no difference in either one of them.
Well, what do you call that stuff that, when it boils up, the stuff that drains out?
Well, they call it a pus.
What if you had a blister? Liquid that would form in it under your skin.
Well, I called it water out from under. Whenever I'm bad at my thin skin, I used to whenever I was a kid go swimming naked, nature suit. I'd come home blistered and have just old clear blisters all over me, my back, big ones. Take a pin and let the water out of them.
You might say, you talk about it, a bee stung me in my hand, it what it?
Swelled all out of sight, I do that too.
You ever had it like that?
A bee? Yeah, I reckon so. Yellow jacket, hornet, anything like that. These old yellow flies. They just make me swell like everything.
And say if you are in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what? You have a
shoulder wound.
And sometimes you have a wound. Say you have the wound doesn't heal clean. You might have a white substance forms around in the edge of the wound. What do you call it? You might have to burn it out or something.
I don't know.
You ever heard anybody call that crab flesh?
Yeah, well now that sounds different from what you said. Now, if you got a sore like that and it's got crab flesh, you have to do something with that. It will get well, right? Yeah, I've seen that.
You get just a little cut on your finger, you might put a kind of brown liquid on it that stings. What would you call that liquid?
Iodine, a methylate, or what like that?
And used to when a malaria was bad, what did they give you as a tonic for malaria?
666. That's the bitterest mess in the world. Oh, well, there's all kind of tonics. Several different kinds, grove chill tonic, everything. There's so many of them, I can't name.
You remember that bitter white powder?
Well, that's, it makes your ear ring, you get deaf on the mess. Used to come in a little blue three-cornered bottle.
Is that what we call quinine?
Quinine. A lot of people say it's quinine, but I call it quinine.